Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., which is, of course, the headquarters of American Free Press Newspaper. Today, of course, is Thursday the 24th, and Thursday is the day that American Free Press goes to press. So if you are not familiar with American Free Press, you should be. Check it out on the Internet. That is the website of the newspaper at AmericanFreePress.net. Well, folks, I'll tell you what, I have a bit of a sore throat this evening. I think you may have noticed that last evening if you were listening in. So I am going to open the phones up here tonight, and maybe we can squeeze in a few of you callers who called in sometime during the week, and I was not able to get you on the air. Let you do the talking, and I'll try to do as little talking as possible, although, as you know, I have a tendency to talk. I'm verbose. I am prolix. Well, I have to give a nod to Nexus Magazine. They just did a review of my book, The Golem, Israel's Nuclear Hell Bomb and the Road to Global Armageddon. I have a tendency to give long titles to my books, too. As I say, I'm verbose and prolix. But at any rate, Nexus is a very interesting magazine that comes out of Australia. I've read different copies of it over the years, although I have to confess I've never been a subscriber. But it's a very interesting magazine with a wide range of material. And you can check out their website at nexusmagazine.com. Nexus, by the way, is spelled N-E-X-U-S. nexusmagazine.com. It's primarily a political publication, but they have a lot of interesting articles about a lot of interesting things, philosophy, history, ancient and modern. I do believe they delve into the UFO question, although don't quote me on that one. But needless to say, if you go to their website, you'll get an idea of what Nexus is all about, and I would encourage you to subscribe to it. Make up for the fact that I haven't subscribed by subscribing yourself. And I want to say thanks to Nexus for that very friendly review of my book. Well, I read today in the Washington Times that Hillary Clinton, on Tuesday morning, assured American Jews that if Iran should attack Israel when she is president, and these are her words, we would be able to totally obliterate them. Well, I am so glad that Hillary is so prepared to obliterate people. What are we going to do if Israel attacks Iran? Are the Iranians supposed to just sit back and let that happen and not respond? And if they do respond, are then we going to obliterate them? My God. You know, I was talking to Mark Glenn on the phone earlier here this evening, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I said to him, as I've said on this program and any place else that anybody will listen to me, I really think we are in for some bad times that lie ahead here because of the criminal misbehavior of this punk in the White House. Very interesting story in the Washington Post today. 38-year-old Lieutenant Colonel Billy Hull, one of the most senior officers to be killed in Iraq, was laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. He leaves behind two young daughters and two stepsons. Now, this is what's interesting. The media gave their permission, the Hull family gave their permission for the media to cover his Arlington burial. But the Pentagon wouldn't let the media in, ladies and gentlemen. Interesting. All right, a few more comments when we come back. I see the callers lining up. The number here is 800-313-9443.
Oh. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back here. Mike Piper coming to you here at republicbroadcasting.org. Before we went to the break, I wasn't watching the clock. I found the music playing before I could wind up my comments, if there were anything worth saying, about the fact that the family of Lieutenant Colonel Billy Hall, one of the most senior officers to be killed in Iraq, wanted the media to cover his burial at Arlington Cemetery. But as Dana Milbank writes in today's Washington Post, but the military had other ideas and they arranged the Marines' burial yesterday so that no sound and few images would make it into the public domain. I find this just damned interesting, folks. Here is the 4,011th American service member to die in Iraq, this unnecessary war that was fought on behalf of Israel, at the behest of Israel and its lobby here in the United States, a war that had nothing whatsoever to do with America's interests, and a war that has been harming America's interests. And yet here's a family, they wanted to remember their lost loved one, and they wanted the public to know about this person's sacrifice, and I would add that it's an unnecessary sacrifice. But the Bush administration doesn't want you to see the funerals of the people that they've sent over there to die. You know, I wish my friend the big shot lawyer who's a big supporter of the Bush administration and who thinks it's just absolutely splendid that we should continue to fight in Iraq to save the world or to, I don't know what he thinks we're fighting over there for. I wonder what his opinion would be about this. You know, I have a feeling that he would probably say, well, if that's what the president has determined, then that's what we must support because, after all, he is our president. Well, no, folks, George W. Bush is not our president. He's just a little finger puppet on the hand, of the international Jewish elite, the prime forces behind this thing that's often referred to as the New World Order. What a shame. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, this Hillary Clinton win in Pennsylvania obviously has not really changed the dynamics of the Democratic presidential race, but it's very, very interesting. We have the Washington Post's grand old man, David S. Broder, who I'm told is a member of the Rothschild family's New York organization known as the Council on Foreign Relations, which has been run for the Rothschilds by the Rockefellers for many years, but now with the impending demise of David Rockefeller, new forces have been assuming management of the Council on Foreign Relations. In any case, David Broder is an influential columnist, and here is what he writes about the conflict between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. He says, going on about these problems between these two candidates, he says, how does anyone persuade the first serious African-American candidate, the leader in every relevant measure of popular support, to abandon a historic candidacy? And how does anyone persuade the first serious female candidate, the possessor of the best brand name in Democratic politics, and a politician who has battled back from seeming defeat, that she should quit? Well, then he goes on to say, the Democrats have to resolve this somehow. The longer this goes on, the greater the cost in November. Folks, I know you don't care what David Broder has to say, but it's important to know what David Broder is saying, because David Broder, as I say, is a very influential figure. And when David Broder speaks, as they say, people listen. This, folks, is a very clear indicator, as far as I'm concerned, that David Broder is hinting not so broadly. This is my interpretation, of course. He's hinting not so broadly that the Democratic Party should dump both Obama and Clinton. And, of course, you've heard it here before, and I'll keep on saying it, I think they're going to come up with a solution to this quandary, that solution being one Al Gore. Very interesting, because accompanying the article by David Broder is a commentary by Robert Novak. And, of course, Novak has a Republican bias, but his column is entitled Trouble Ahead for Obama. And he goes on to suggest that if Obama somehow wins the Democratic presidential nomination, he is going to have a rough time in November against John McCain. But on the other hand, he goes on to say that if Hillary Clinton somehow, as he puts it, claws her way to the nomination, that could also be problematic for the Democratic Party because, let's face it, a lot of blacks are just not going to vote for Hillary Clinton. So, in other words, we have two major voices on the op-ed page of the Washington Post suggesting that even though Obama is the front runner, he can't win. And if Hillary Clinton somehow gets the nomination, she can't win. So what do you think, folks? Sounds to me like they're sending out the word in a not-so-subtle way right here in the pages of the Washington Post. With definitely a voice for the City of London and the Rothschild family, they are sending out the word that something has to be done. It's going to be very interesting the next couple weeks here, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. I think it is all falling into place pretty much as I suggested that it would. Anyway, If you want to call in here, you are more than welcome to do so. The number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Before we go to the break, which is coming up here in a couple minutes, I want to remind you about one of our sponsors here on the network. That's Cartavite. They have a toll-free number, and I'm going to give you that number in a moment, so get your pen and paper handy. This sponsor, Cartavite, and that's spelled K-A-R-D-O-V-I-T-E, is something you need to check out, particularly if you're having health problems. If you're getting tired and worn down, this is something that is Cartavite you need to check out. Cartavite supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. I like that, all natural. So do check out Cartavite at their website at heartdrop.com, just like it sounds, heart as in that thing in your chest, heartdrop.com. Now here is their toll-free number, 877-928-8822, 877-928-8822. Okay, we do have a couple minutes here before the break. And I think I have pretty much gone through everything that I feel the need to talk about, so I think we're probably just going to go right to the phones here. We do have this break coming up, so our first caller, we'll just keep that in mind, and we'll hold him over. That is Cage from Indiana. Cage, come on up. Looking for Cage from Indiana. Are you there, Cage? We don't want to lose you, Cage. Does my producer hear any sound of life in Indiana? I'm going to give Cage about another 2 seconds. Cage from Indiana, are you there? I guess we lost Cage. All right, well, he's welcome to call back. I think we're going to have time here tonight for everybody. Unless we get a flood of phone calls. The number here is 800-313-9443. Well, unfortunately, we've lost Cage, but fortunately, we have one of your favorite callers. I'm telling you, everybody loves him. Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up. Well, you know what, folks? I'm beginning to wonder if I'm even on the air right now. Is my producer on there? I don't know if you're hearing me, ladies and gentlemen. I can't hear my producer. And if the callers came up, I cannot hear them. Hello out there. Well, well, well. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to me right now, what I'm going to do is hang up and try to call Republic and see what's going on. So please stick around and we'll see what's happening.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
We had some sort of technical difficulties there. We don't exactly know what did or did not happen, but I understand we are back in the air, and we have we have some callers lined up. We're going to try again. Cage from Indiana, are you there?
Hey, rock and roll. I'm here, hey, Mike.
Let me ask you a question. Did you hear me call your name earlier?
Yes. You were speaking clearly, and I was trying to talk, and I couldn't get through.
Oh, that's funny. There was just like this vacantness there. I mean,
no, I heard you perfectly clear.
Yeah, that's funny because there was absolutely, and I even tried to call back to RBN and the lines were all tied up because I guess everybody missed us so much that they wanted to make sure things got fixed. Well, anyway,
we're
live and here.
I think something's going on here, because what I was calling up about, to be honest with you, I'm being kind of facetious there, but, you know, on CNN, they took it off their website, but evidently in regard to the spy matter here, which is pretty important here, folks, evidently this 84-year-old gentleman, his handler was the same handler as Jonathan Pollard, and I'm wondering, how in the hell is a guy able to, he gave an exclusive to CNN, and he said, get this, I guess this is the defense of the 84-year-old man, he didn't receive any funds. He voluntarily gave up the secrets. And I'm wondering, what in the hell is this guy still doing in our country?
Well, you know, he is an American. You're talking about the
The 84-year-old
gentleman. He is an American citizen.
Well, no, I'm talking about the handler, though. They gave the CNN the exclusive interview saying, well, yeah, he was a spy, but he didn't accept any money, so...
Well, when you say, what's he doing in our country, who do you mean? You mean the 80s?
You know what? I didn't write down his name. It was on the scene. They took it down, but, yeah, he said he was the same guy that handled Pollard.
Oh, you're talking about, yeah, you're talking about the Israeli guy who handled Pollard. Yeah,
right.
His name, I have his name around here somewhere.
He handled the 84-year-old guy as well.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, I think I may have mentioned, his name is Yeager, Y-A-G-U-R.
God, that doesn't sound very Jewish.
What's that?
That doesn't sound very Jewish.
Evidently he is, because, I mean, I would assume he is. It's it's Y-A-G-U-R. Now, I may not be pronouncing it correctly. It could be Yager.
Okay.
It could be Yagor.
Okay.
The name is Yosef Yagor. Now, it says here, Mr. Yagor fled America in 1985. This is from the New York Sun, which is a very pro-Israel newspaper,
right?
A daily newspaper in New York. He fled America in 1985 at the time of the arrest of Jonathan Pollard.
Mm.
So I would have to think that that Yagor is probably not in the United States. He probably was interviewed by CNN, probably out of Israel or wherever he is from.
So that's the defense, though, is, well, you know, he didn't accept any payments. He was a loyal patriot, you know.
Well, yes, I have no doubt about the fact this guy's a loyal patriot. He's a loyal patriot to the state of Israel. That's, you know, but you know, I tell you, you know, Mark Glenn and I were talking earlier this evening, and I don't want to steal Mark's thunder on this, but I'm going to. He put forth and it is a theory, of course, it's speculation, but Mark pointed out that some months ago, George Bush was presented by a group of Israeli rabbis with a demand that George Bush free Jonathan Pollard,
right,
who obviously was part of the same spy network as this older gentleman now who's under indictment. And, you know, Bush is scheduled to go to Israel for its 60th anniversary celebration very shortly. I believe it's next month.
No.
Mark has speculated, and I think quite correctly, that it's very, very possible, and I think quite very, very likely, that President Bush was going to deliver Jonathan Pollard out of the federal prison here in North Carolina to the hands of the Israelis, where Pollard is considered a national hero, and this was going to be a special birthday present for the auspicious anniversary of Israel's 60th year of occupying Palestine. So it strikes Mark, and I think correctly, I agree with him, that, well, here we go to the break. Believe it or not, Cage, hang on for this break.
All right. Back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I guess we're here, so stay tuned for more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I guess we're on the air. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. We have a whole raft of callers lined up. We do have Cage from Indiana aboard with us. Cage, we were just talking about this Israeli spy case, and I was suggesting that what has happened here is that, in Mark Glenn's thoughtful opinion, and I think he's right, that what happened here is that when the people in the good people in the American intelligence community and the Justice Department and the FBI heard or suspected that the president was getting ready to deliver Jonathan Pollard to Israel as a birthday present, that they struck back.
Ah.
That's what I think has happened here. You know, we've seen signs of this before. This isn't the first time
right,
that
Clinton.
Good people have struck out against these criminals and these traitors and, well, it's going to be a very interesting. It's going to be very interesting to see which way it goes.
Hey, I just want to make one more comment, real quick, Mike. I sympathize with the waiters, believe me. Hey, I just want to say, Ron Paul, 130,000 frickin' votes without any media attention whatsoever. 130,000 votes, man. That's he got a fifth of the Republican vote, man. That ain't too bad.
No, it's not. And of course, he would have gotten a lot more if the people who control the media had given him any attention. But of course, they did their damnedest to try to ignore the fact that he even existed. So,
right.
Well, you know, like I say, it's going to be an interesting political year ahead. I don't think we're anywhere near any conclusions just yet.
You're right about that, Mike. That's a fact.
All righty. Well, listen, appreciate your call, Cage, and also your patience.
All right.
Okay, well, we do have a model of patience up here, ladies and gentlemen, getting ready to join us. Mr. Patience, we call him, Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Mike, I've been called the personification of patience. Not by very many people, but I've been called that.
Now, Abe Foxman would say that you're the personification of mental patience, but that's
but
another
I point. Will explain the snafu that happened tonight with your phones and everything, okay? Because people that listen to you, the sycophants, minions, and boobs that listen to you, once you said the magic words that when Broder speaks, people listen, everybody left their post, including your producer, to immediately get onto the Washington Times to see what Broder had to say, because you're absolutely
well,
right.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they went to the Washington Times, they wouldn't find
or
it. They'd have to go to the Washington
Post. I'm sorry, Washington Post. Washington Times is Sung Young Moon's paper.
That's right, that's right. It, when all is said and done, despite the cosmetic differences, the bottom line of it is, if Baron Rothschild speaks and says jump, both the Washington Post and the Washington Times, of course, say how high.
And Mark Glynn was kind of right today when he told you what was going to happen and that there might be a little bit of obstinance on the part of, maybe 5% of the people that are actually running things, that they said, hey, we're not going to allow this. And by the way, the guy's name was Ben. His last name is Ben, which is Israeli, B-E-N, Kadesh. And Kadesh is what they say, or Kadesh, what they say for the funerals of the Jews, okay?
You're right about that. That's right. You know, it's interesting. Looking at this article in the New York Sun, it turns out that this guy, Kadesh, fought with the Jewish Haganah back during the years prior to the founding of Israel. So this guy's connections to Israel go way back. So this is a guy who's been part of the whole gang of thieves for a long, long time. And I think we pretty much can see what his loyalties are, and they're certainly not to America.
But Mike, the U.S. government hiring a guy named Ben Kadesh would be like the Limeys in 1913 hiring a guy named O'Reilly to have their anti-terrorist campaign in Ireland, okay? Why would you do that?
You know, Jim, I'll tell you something, and this is not Mike Piper talking. I can tell you that a few years ago, the Anti-Defamation League was crying and complaining because of the fact that they suspected that there were people in military intelligence, in the CIA, and other places who were expressing very deep concerns about Americans of the Jewish faith being employed in sensitive areas of U.S. intelligence, particularly in relation to Israel. And I tell you what, if the Anti-Defamation League was correct that there were people who had these concerns, I would like to second those concerns. We might have to seriously consider barring Americans of the Jewish faith from any kind of activity that affects U.S. national security.
That would be like the English Parliament and the House of Lords decreeing that we can no longer have any horse-faced individuals as royalty, okay? There's nobody left.
You know, I'll tell you, I found out today that the FBI is not very selective. I found a card underneath my door from an FBI agent who's conducting a background check on somebody whom they didn't identify, but they seem to think that perhaps I could tell them whether or not this person is a subversive. But I'm going to have to be up front with the FBI. I called them. The agent wasn't available, but when I do talk to her, I'm going to say, you know, you might want to check me out before you ask me any questions, because you'll probably find that the people who tell the FBI what to do don't like me. You know, I feel, you know, as an American citizen, I feel I should be upfront about it and admit that Abe Foxman doesn't like me. And that might be enough to just convince the FBI that they really shouldn't pay any attention to what I say, because, after all, I'm a subversive, so I might kind of lie to help some other subversive. You know how that works,
Jim. Are you sure this card didn't say, who is this Jim from Texas character?
Well, that was on the other card, but I threw that one away. And ladies and gentlemen, we're just kidding.
No, you know, we're not kidding, Mike.
You know, actually, Jim, you're right about that. That's the sorry part about it. Well, listen, Jim, I got to move on. I got a whole raft of callers here. I want to try to squeeze them in. All right, we got another caller from Texas, Roy from Texas. Roy, come on up.
Yeah. Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to talk a little bit of fill in a little bit of the details about this Ben Kadish guy, Ben Ami Kadish guy. There was a CIA officer, a former CIA officer, Philip Giraldi, who writes for Huffington Post, Antiwar.com, and for Pat Buchanan's magazine, American Conservative.
Yeah, he's a good man. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. He leaks a lot of. He has a lot of contacts in the intelligence community, and he leaks. He's a common person they go to leak information to the press. And the funny thing, there are two things that are actually really interesting about what Giraldi says, and I'll touch on them. One is it implicates much more than just Ben Kadish. It might implicate George Tenet or Richard Clark, and I'll explain why. And the other is the reason this was leaked. I'll just briefly read to you what he wrote on the American Conservative blog, which is mconmag.com/blog. He says, the FBI investigation of Ben Ami Kadish spy case resulted from a leak coming from inside the government of the Prime Minister of Ehud Olmert. The information on Kadish and on a number of other Americans who have spied for Israel was provided to the FBI anonymously, leading to the Bureau opening of a full investigation. One source reports that the National Security Agency was provided with Yosef Yeager's current phone number and address and was able to obtain corroborating information on the case by tapping the phone. Yeager, who is now retired and living in Israel, was Kadish's case officer handling the cases of both him and Jonathan Pollard. Before the anonymous leak of information, the FBI had no idea that Kadish had been a spy for Israel. Surprise. Now it is investigating a number of U.S. citizens, including an individual who held very senior security positions in the Clinton and Bush White House. Not in the administration, in the White House itself. That would either be Richard Clark or George Tenet. Anyway, let me go on. I just interjected that with my own interpretation. He says, the leak of information at the present time is believed to be linked to the proposed closed congressional hearings at the end of this month in which the White House had planned to use several Israeli intelligence officers to provide evidence of the alleged Syrian nuclear program that was bombed September 6th. It is now unlikely that the Israeli intelligence officers will allow themselves to be questioned because they would almost certainly be asked about Israeli spying in the U.S. So that's a former CIA's officer's take on this matter.
That's very, very interesting. I would, I tell you, there's a lot of people out there who don't like George Tenet for a variety of reasons. But my understanding has always been that George Tenet, he would be the less likely candidate of those two for the simple reason that contrary to a lot of misinformation out there about George Tenet, my understanding has been that he, in many ways, has been part of the faction in the intelligence community. His crimes regarding Iraq notwithstanding, he's been part of the faction in the intelligence community that has resisted Israeli intrigues to a certain extent. There's a myth out there that George Tenet is actually Jewish. That comes from a confusion on the part of Parade magazine years ago, and I mentioned this on the show. They published a picture of Nora Slatkin, then CIA director John Deutsch, and also Tenet on the cover of Parade magazine, but they accidentally labeled Tenet as Cohen. I think they said his name was either David Cohen or David Bernstein. Well, a lot of people thought that that was really Tenet's real name and that Tenet was this other gentleman, but that's not the case at all. And, in fact, the next week, Parade magazine ran this correction. But for years, people have thought that George Tenet was Jewish, but that's not the case at all. He's Greek Orthodox of Greek Orthodox descent. But that's a side matter. But anyway, I appreciate that information, Roy. That's I hadn't heard about that aspect of it, and like I say, there's a lot more going to be coming out about this.
The other thing, too, with regard to what you said was Mark Glenn's opinion as far as the release of Pollard, Bush, when he visited Israel a couple months ago, met Pollard's handler there. He shook hands with him. Whether Bush knew that that was Pollard's handler or not, I don't know. But this is it was actually on the watch. It was on the Jewish press, Ynet and Haaretz. They showed him shaking this guy's hand. I know that
George Bush is a traitor. We know that, so
he is.
It's fully appropriate that he would shake the man's hand.
He is, and the truth is, I mean, the funny thing is, a lot of people are suspicious of the CIA and so forth. The way it works typically is, the career bureaucrats are usually not where the corruption is. The corruption is with the political appointees to Defense Department and to CIA and some of these other intelligence
agencies.
Yes,
that's what I gather myself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing I was going to say about him meeting Pollard's handler, lost my train of thought here.
This will happen.
Sorry about that. What was I going
to... Well, you were talking about Bush meeting Pollard's handler,
yeah,
and whether or not he knew that he was Pollard's handler.
Yeah, in Tenet's personal biography, he said that there was pressure for Clinton, instead of pardoning Mark Rich, the pressure was for Clinton to pardon Jonathan Pollard. And a whole slew of people, of officers in the CIA and career bureaucrats said they would retire and resign if he pardoned Pollard, because apparently there were rumors that Pollard was indirectly responsible for the deaths of several CIA agents.
Well, as a matter of fact, George Tenet himself threatened to resign. Now that I think about it, George Tenet threatened to resign, too. You know, I'll tell you what's kind of interesting. As I recall, and I haven't looked into this for a long, long time, it has been alleged and suspected that a very high ranking official in the Clinton administration was in fact the Israeli mole known as Mega. And as I understand it, a lot of people thought that that was a gentleman by the name of Leon Furth, F-E-U-R-T-H, I believe, or maybe it's F-U-E-R-T-H. In any case, he was the national security advisor to Al Gore. So, if the allegations are anywhere near correct, that just goes to show you that, Al Gore, despite his big proclamations against the Iraq War, I guarantee you, if he had been elected president in the year 2000, or I should say, if he had taken the presidency in the year 2000, he would have gotten us into Iraq, because that's what Israel wanted, and that's what Israel got. So Al Gore had the leisure and luxury of being able to stand on the sidelines and hammer Bush over the Iraq War, but let's face it, he would have gotten us in there too.
One other thing, Hillary Clinton has threatened to almost clearly threatened to nuke Iran in response to a question in one of the debates.
Yeah,
and,
in fact, I actually talked about that in the opening of the program. I had just heard about that today. Yeah,
yeah, and I mean, it's true. Almost Bush would have seemed to be the least pro-Israel of the candidates when he got in. Nobody knew this about Bush. His father wasn't thought to be very pro-Israel, but the infiltration runs deep.
It's funny. I never particularly cared for George Bush Jr., but, mm-hmm. I remember back in the 2000 presidential campaign, Republican nomination, he was so far superior to John McCain. And, Bush even campaigned in that election promising to bring America home, basically, and stop getting the United States into unnecessary foreign conflicts. I mean, he was not quite that blatant, but that's what the message he conveyed, and we got something entirely different. We've gotten the worst war criminal ever imposed on the American people, I think, in our entire history. Maybe even worse than Woodrow Wilson and Franklin Roosevelt, who are definitely roasting in hell.
Yeah.
So... All right. Well, Roy, I appreciate your call. We are getting ready to go to the break. When we come back here, we will probably be able to bring up another caller. The break is coming up here in just about a minute and a half. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and bring up Dave from Massachusetts and remind Dave we do have a break lying ahead. Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am, Michael.
Yeah, hey, what's going on, Dave? You have about 29 seconds before the break, so fire away and see what you can squeeze in there, but we'll hold you over.
Oh, okay, thank you. Because, you know, before too much time goes by, Michael, I was wondering if anybody saw the special on the History Channel over Easter weekend. It may have been on Good Friday, or it may have actually been on Easter Sunday, but it was a special about crucifixion.
I heard something about that. Well, I'll tell you what, I hear that music playing. Dave, hang on there for the break. We'll bring you up when we come back.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to the final break of the evening. Stay tuned here.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs to now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Just got a note here from Mark Glenn. Bush, when in Israel, met with Rabbi Raphael Eitan, and after that meeting, Eitan was quoted as saying, Pollard would be home soon. So there we go. Thanks, Mark, for that information. All right, we have Dave from Massachusetts talking about that special, which I saw a part of, actually. It was out in California over Easter weekend, and yes, they did have a special on crucifixion.
Yeah.
Did you Michael? Have a comment on that special? Or?
Yeah, Michael?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, listen, it covered the history of crucifixion, and there was a doctor that narrated the show, and he went into all the medical stuff about how the body breaks down and all the physiological medical data and everything. But what was unbelievable, Michael, is, and I don't know if you saw the tail end of it, I saw the whole thing.
No, I just saw, like, just a couple minutes of it, actually.
No, yeah, in the last, the last segment of it, like about the last 10 minutes of it, I think it might have been like a 2-hour special. They really covered the whole history of crucifixion. Anyways, wouldn't you know it, the show wound up by supposedly exposing how the Nazis crucified the Jews in the concentration camps.
Oh, that's a new one.
and Michael, now get this. This show said that the Germans were so cruel that they were even more cruel than the Romans, that they wouldn't nail the victims' feet. They just let the victim's feet dangle. And they showed this footage. It reminded me of what Mr. Ernst Sundel used to talk about with Schindler's List and the handheld cameras and stuff. But it showed these supposed victims and everything in a black and white film. And it didn't show their upper body or anything, but it just showed their legs shaking around, dangling and shaking around. Like, and supposedly
I wonder what Hollywood studio they made that in.
And it was absolutely sickening, and they gave the impression that this was a pretty widespread practice, the Nazis crucifying the Jews in the concentration camps, and
I'm not surprised to hear that. I've never heard that before, but I tell you, I remember reading somewhere, oh my God, those terrible Nazis, they used guillotines on people. That goes to show you how barbaric they are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I'm here to tell you, they used guillotines in Germany long before the Nazis. But again, this goes to show you how these kind of things can be twisted for political purposes. I really have to think, Dave, that whole special on crucifixion was done just for the purpose of building up to that big finish where they could pin something on the evil Nazis.
Well, it was, Michael. It was.
Yeah.
And it's a disgrace that they have such a fine humanitarian like Ernst Sundel behind bars, because, of course, Ernst used to stand up to that kind of defamation and blood libel against us European people, you know?
Yeah, I pray that the German people will overthrow the occupation government there and free Ernst Sundel and all these other good people who are prisoners of the international Jewish war machine, because that's exactly what they are.
Sure.
All right, well, listen, Dave, we are running out of time here. I appreciate your call. I'm going to have to watch that special next time it's available. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for your patience here this evening with our technical problems. Apologies to the callers we couldn't bring up this evening. I may not be on live tomorrow night. That's still up in the air. But if I don't see you tomorrow night, see you Monday.